God bless you. It's Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fine Rain Ministries, and God bless you and thank you again for coming back for another Daily Nugget. And we've been talking about delegated authority. This is part two of delegated authority. Today, we're going to be talking about the authority and the power, the nugget of authority for the power that God has given us, and the power Jesus gave his followers carried specific responsibilities. With power comes responsibility. You can't just be willy-nilly and all over the place. No, there is responsibility specifically that comes with the power that the Lord gives us. It was used to do what? The power of God is used to extend the gospel to the nations of the world. That's the Great Commission. He didn't give us power, as I said before in the previous nugget, to just, you know, look at who I am, look at how many people can pass out when I lay hands on them. That does happen. I'm not making light of that or taking away from that. But what I'm saying is Jesus delegated his power for a specific person here, a purpose here. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. This power, this dunamis, these nuggets, the delegated authority that we're talking about is for the purpose of extending the gospel to all nations and the world. We got to get people saved. Jesus is soon to come, and we cannot be dilly-dallying around, out there just doing some of everything, saying some of everything. We have got to be about our Father's business. Jesus was very, when Jesus came, he was very serious. He was on a mission, and he was very serious about what he was here for. Now, one of the things that we want to look at is, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? If you think about power, people don't delegate power to others unless they have a reason for doing so, right? There's always a purpose when authority is delegated. When I give authority to one of my children to get something done, I'm not just saying I'm giving you the keys to my car so you can go drive around and do whatever you want to do. I'm giving you these keys because I need you to go to the store, pick up a few things, and bring them back. I gave you the authority to drive my car. Now I need you to come on back home with what I told you to do. Likewise with the kingdom of God. He didn't just, again, give us that authority to do what we wanted to do. It was to bring people into the kingdom, because God is very serious. Jesus did not come to the world for nothing. He didn't just come to make a name or a reputation of himself. That he says that in the word of God, that, you know, he didn't come to make a reputation for himself. He came to do the will of the Father. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came that we might be healed, delivered, and set free. See, when Jesus came, he was very specific. He didn't run around using his power because he could. When he was on the cross, he could have called 1,000 angels to come down and save him. No man took his life. He gave it up willingly. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew his power. He could have smashed them all. When they came to arrest him and take him away, he could have spoke one word and millions of angels would have came to his assistance, but he didn't, because he knew who he was. He knew he came here for a purpose. He knew the power that he walked in, and he fulfilled the purpose. Will you fulfill the purpose that God has put on your life? Will you draw back from, I'll say it like this, will you step outside of who you think you are to become who you are in him? That's a very key point today. Get up out of who you think you are, so that you can become who you are in Christ, and use that delegated authority in the manner, in the way, for the purpose that God has given you. God bless you. Again, I'm Apostle Allison Day Cross. This is a Daily Nugget. I trust that they have been blessing you. They're going to be short, sweet, and to the point, because you know what? We got to spend more of our time in his presence, not up on the internet. God bless you. Bye-bye.